very, very good news for the Indianapolis Colts today on the injury front. I'm very, very pleased. Good things for the Colts. Not so good things for the Titans. And that's another good thing for the Colts. Day after day after day, nothing but good piles up for the Colts. Levels, Jerry. Colts, on their way to a win on Sunday, but there are things that need to concern us. As fans, as media, as players, as coaches, you need to look at this game and see where the pitfalls may be. This is potentially a division-winning game. It's also potentially a season-wrecking game, and that's the beauty of the NFL. The NFL is just wonderful because the NFL, week after week after week, gives us great drama. I mean, in baseball, you got 162 games. In basketball, you got 82. Hockey, you got about that many, too. In football, you got 17 games, and you have got to maximize your opportunities through that 17-game season, or you're on the outside looking in at the end of it, and owners ain't playing that, and guys got to go find something else to do with their lives. We're going to talk about five areas of concern for the Colts in this game against the Titans. We're also going to tell you about the injuries. I'll do that in just a second, and non-injuries. We're also going to talk about an idiot in Nebraska who called Tom Allen a clown. Look, we can all be critical of Tom Allen. I'm critical of Tom Allen. But you can't sit in Nebraska and be critical of Tom Allen like this clown was. And with the past that this guy has, you just can't have it. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about G. Herbo. G. Herbo coming to Bloomington for Hoosier Hysteria. I can't wait. G. Herbo is Chicagoan. You know what? My favorite rapper, I got to tell you the truth, he is coming to Simon Scott Assembly Hall to perform in concert after Hoosier Hysteria. Fans are going to be allowed to line up in advance of Hoosier Hysteria. 7 hours they could line up and get the best seats for Hoosier Hysteria and G. Herbo. All right. Let's talk about the Colts. Let's talk about sports. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Ken Sterling for Thursday, September 29th, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. BUSR. You want to get into sports wagering? This is the way to do it. You go to BUSR.com/Kent. Make your initial deposit. They will match it in free play up to $1,000. And if you deposit $100 or more, you get $25 in free casino chips to do with what you will. I love BUSR, and you got a chance tonight, I think, to make some money because I don't think the Dolphins are getting the love that they should in the game they're going to play tonight. And I like the Dolphins tonight. Obviously, it's dependent upon Tua playing, but they believe that he's going to play. All right. Subscribe, like, let's go, ring the bell, and if you like and subscribe. You don't have to donate, but you can donate. Don't donate if you want an entry into the thing or to curry favor as we give away what is in the prize egg. The golden prize egg has a wonderful piece of sports memorabilia. You're going to love it. I mean, it's very, very cool. We dig it. All right? You are going to love it, and I'll ship it to you myself. Okay? All right. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts, shall we? The injury report, hot off the presses, let's go. Justin Blackmon, DeForest Buckner, they did not practice. There is something seriously wrong with Julian Blackman's ankle. Julian Blackmon came out of the game on Sunday, replaced by Rodney Thomas out of Yale. Rodney Thomas did a very nice job this past Sunday. Julian Blackmon, it was said yesterday by Frank Reich, that he wanted to wait a couple of days to make any kind of announcement about Julian Blackman because Julian was still trying to sift through some things after getting the result of the test. What that means to me is that he is deciding rehab, surgery, in either case, not good news for Julian Blackman. That is pure speculation on my part. I have not been told by anybody what this is, but it did not seem the kind of thing that Frank Reich would say if this was going to end happily for Julian Blackman and he was going to be back on the field this coming weekend. Full go this weekend or today at practice. Stephon Gilmore, yes, got to have Gilmore healthy to be really good in pass coverage. He is critical to the success of the Colts in limiting Ryan Tannehill and Treylon Burks for the Titans. He is full go today also. We'll get to who didn't practice for the Titans in just a second. Shaq Leonard, full go again. He spoke to the media. No real update on where he is or what he's doing. Jonathan Taylor, full go. Those are the two guys. Stephon Gilmore and Jonathan Taylor, you cannot lose if you are going to compete for an AFC South title. Yannick Ngakoue, full go. Ryan Kelly, full go. Did not practice for the Titans. Zach Cunningham, he's got an elbow, starting linebacker for the Titans. And Amani Hooker, he's got a concussion. Strong safety, he's critical to what the Titans try to do defensively. If they don't have Amani Hooker, that is bad news for the Tennessee Titans. But because the NFL is wonderful in this regard, it's great news for the Colts. Bad news on one hand is always great news on the other hand in the NFL. Similarly, if let's say DeForest Buckner can't go for the Colts, he's going to go. Don't worry about it. He's got a hip. It's being treated. He's going to be fine. But if he couldn't go, that'd be great news for the Titans, bad news for the Colts. But like I said, it's not going to happen. All right, let's talk about five reasons to worry this coming weekend. But one has been mitigated in if we take Jonathan Taylor, who spoke to the media, and the injury report at their word. All right, toes are funny, though, so we're going to mention it anyway. Number five, words are cheap. People, coaches, players, they keep telling us they know why the Colts have trouble picking up blitzes and giving Ryan time in the pocket. They need to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. You have got to stop the blitzing, because if you don't stop the blitzing is going to continue to come and come and come and come. Like rain in Southwest Florida came yesterday. That's how the blitzes are going to come for the Indianapolis Colts and have come to this point. 12 sacks of Matt Ryan, 7 fumbles. You cannot have that. Now, 3 of those fumbles were bad snaps or snaps that were mishandled. I'm not going to say bad snaps. It takes 2 to tango. Quarterback, center, both at fault. So that's 3 of them. But you can't have that number of, you can't have 4 quarterback fumbles in 3 games either. So you got to walk the walk. You got to figure it out. And Quentin Nelson has been okay talking about that. And I dig the way he talks about it. We know there's a problem. We know what the problem is. We're going to fix the problem. It's that simple. This is a man who does not, you know, spin yarns as he's talking. You look at the transcription of a Quentin Nelson media availability. It's not paragraphs. It's words. 3, 6, 8 words. We know what's wrong. We'll fix it. Okay, that's all we need to know, right? We don't need a bunch of, well, I believe that, no, just tell us what's going on, and Quentin Nelson's a beauty at it. All right, number 4, Michael Pittman Jr. is wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2, and wide receiver 3. In the 2 games he has played, by the way, in those 2 games, the Colts are undefeated. They are 1-0-1. In games that Michael Pittman Jr. has played, they are 0-1 in games he did not play. He caught 17 passes on 22 targets. The other wide receivers on the roster combined, they have caught 14 passes, 3 less than Pittman, on 22 targets, same number of targets. All right? Can't have it. You got to get these other guys going. Alec Pierce has got to show up. Showed up a little bit last week. Ashton Doolin got to show up. Where the hell is Paris Campbell? On the plus side, this is terrible to say, and I hesitate even to say it. But Paris Campbell injured, Paris Campbell healthy. What the hell's the difference, right? Not much difference in Paris Campbell and what he brings to the table in terms of wins and value to the Indianapolis Colts. All right, number three, Derrick Henry is not 35. He's 28. Yeah, he looks a little washed. But this past weekend, not so washed. Derrick Henry, 143 combined yards against the Raiders in a game that the Titans won. They hit him with five passes, six targets, five passes. Derrick Henry, a really good receiver out of the backfield. You got to respect that if you were the Colts. Number two, Colts are averaging 1.14 points per drive. Wow, that is horrifyingly bad, terribly bad. You got to clean that up, and you got to clean it up now. And one way you can do it is when there are points to be taken, you take them. Stop being clever. Stop going for it on fourth down. Don't listen to people. Play the field position game. Take three when you can get them. Last year, a critical moment in that game was at fourth and four from the 40, right? The Colts almost in field goal range. They go for it on fourth and four at the 40, up 14-0. They don't get it. The momentum of the game completely shifts. Titans, they go down and score, and they wind up winning in overtime. You can't have that. A coach first must do no harm. And Frank Reich, right then and there, in that decision, cost the Colts the game. And that's the way it works. Punt the football. Take 3 points once in a while. It's not a loss to take 3 points. JT's toe. Jonathan Taylor's toe. It seems like it's all right, but toes are funny. Remember 1995, Marshall Faulk had the turf toe? Didn't play in the playoffs. Didn't really hurt the Colts because Marshall Faulk, frankly, in the time he was in Indianapolis, you know what? A spectacularly gifted football player, not a spectacularly gifted human being. This weekend, the Colts, they can either rise to the top of the AFC South because the Jaguars are playing against the Eagles, and I'm going to be rooting like hell for Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, and his Eagles. Let's go, Eagles. Beat the hell out of the Jags. Even the Titans fans watching, and they are watching in droves this channel. To hell with these people from Nashville. Who do they think they are? Country bumpkins. Not really. People in Nashville are cool, and people in Tennessee are cool. Just this week, you know, we hate each other, and it's fine. Former Nebraska D-line coach Rick Kaczynski said on the radio, said this, honest to God, I'm not making it up. Let's be honest. Tom Allen, is there a bigger clown in college football than that guy? For the love of God, we cannot lose to Indiana. Look, I've been as critical as anybody of Tom Allen and the way he leads this program. A lot of celebrating, a lot of frustration. His emotions are always on the surface, and I think that they take him out of the moment and keep him from leading effectively in those moments. But clown? Not a clown. And this guy, it takes Twitter like 15 seconds, right? So this guy says that. It's posted on Twitter. People on Twitter, they Google this guy, and this guy, you don't really even need to Google him. And what did we find out about him, or what did people find out? He was arrested in 2015 for misdemeanor domestic assault in 2015 after his wife alleged he threw a picture frame at her and cut her in the forehead. It caused a wound in her forehead. He accepted diversion for that. Kaczynski claimed she fell into the frame. This is the kind of guy that's calling Tom Allen a clown. Tom Allen and the Hoosiers need to go into Nebraska and kick the living hell out of the Cornhuskers. The Cornhuskers, they lost to Georgia Southern. The only team they've beaten this season is North Dakota. You have got to beat the living hell out of Nebraska, if only to shut this moron up. He was a defensive line coach for Nebraska from 2012 to 2015. And again, arrested on a domestic assault charge. You can't have that. And you can't have a guy talking like this. Maybe this is the way the guy makes his living, saying ridiculous things and getting heat on social media. I don't know. It's a miserable way to live. And hopefully Indiana kicks the living hell out of Nebraska. just ridiculous. What is Nebraska doing in the Big Ten? How is Nebraska still in the Big Ten? Why haven't they been relegated back to the Big 12? Just say goodbye to these idiots. They weigh down the conference academically, weigh them down in football, weigh them down in basketball. It is an athletic department that has not been run right in at least 25 years. It is an embarrassment to the Big Ten, to the conference, and it should be gone. Can we send them out as we add other teams? Can we get rid of Nebraska and add Notre Dame? Can you do that? Why doesn't the conference think, you know what? We've grown beyond what Nebraska can provide us. What's wrong with saying that and admitting it and acting on it, right? Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. I can't wait to talk to you then. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're going to go a little bit early because we got stuff to do. I got to tell you, we have a social calendar that is inundated with opportunities for fun. So early tomorrow afternoon, the golden egg, the golden prize egg will be cracked open. And you'll get what is inside. Should I open it? Can we peek? I don't know whether you can tell what's in there. It looks like cloth. It looks like some kind of jersey with a signature affixed. It does. We'll find out exactly whose jersey. And then I will go about the process of contacting the winner and shipping this to that person. And we'll try not to ship it to Florida because they got enough problems. They got enough shipments of important stuff. And the people on Sanibel Island, and those of you who own property there, I feel terrible for you. The Causeway Bridge, it has been utterly destroyed. There's no way on or off Sanibel other than boat. Yikes. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Can't wait. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early at 7.